This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Careful on the roads tonight. Some very slippery pavement expected, as Matt was telling us. Emergency management officials in the city have issued a travel advisory.
Stay off the roads if you can. That's the advice from Mayor Adams for city folks and from New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy. 1 to 3 inches of snow predicted for the city, 3 to 6 inches for Long Island, western suburbs, especially those north of I-80 in New Jersey. Governor Murphy says there's a tractor-trailer ban in effect as well.
The reason is simple, particularly in the elevated Arch Jugtown Mountain, where we have historically had issues, and by the way, where we have a lot of equipment pre-positioned. These things have a tendency, particularly in ice, to jackknife.
And he says if you see snowplows, stay clear of them. Don't try to pass them. Carol DiIorio, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM.
And stick with 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM for the latest on the storm from AccuWeather. Well, a fight over a parking spot in the Bronx reportedly settled with a gun. Police say a man is dead after officers found him on Fowler Street shortly before 2 this morning with a gunshot wound to the abdomen. He has been identified as 49-year-old Trevor Hughes, and investigators say he was gunned down right in front of his own home. Although police sources say the gun violence started over a parking space, they have not made any arrests yet. A Brooklyn mother reportedly now being questioned by the NYPD after a terrible tragedy yesterday. Her 6-year-old daughter found dead in a bathtub. First responders rushed the girl to the hospital Friday afternoon after answering a 911 call at a home on Elton Street in the Highland Park section. Both of her parents were home when it happened, according to police. Anonymous law enforcement sources tell the New York Times the girl had blood clots in her eyes when officers found her, suggesting some kind of struggle. Officials haven't yet released the name of the victim or her parents. A bird flu has arrived here in the city. 3 ducks at the Queens Zoo have died of the virus, and another dozen birds that died at the Bronx Zoo are now being tested. Meanwhile, a routine inspection of poultry markets has led Governor Hochul to take action. She's temporarily shut down the markets in the city, Long Island, and Westchester. Inspectors have found 7 cases of bird flu. The markets can't accept deliveries and will have to thoroughly clean their facilities before being allowed to reopen in 5 days. A busy day in Brooklyn, where parents in Park Slope are gathering signatures on a petition calling on Mayor Adams to expand free child care in the 5 boroughs. They want the city to have 2Care. That's free child care for all 2-year-olds, about 60,000 of them. 1010 Wynn spoke with Allison Liu, a community organizer at New Yorkers United for Child Care, who says child care is a luxury for too many parents these days.
Am I going to pay for child care, or am I going to be able to care for my parents? Every dollar that's spent towards childcare, that's dollars we can't spend towards other things, especially like as many of us parents have seniors we now need to think about caring for.
A recent report from the city controller shows that a family has to make $334,000 a year to afford the average cost of childcare for a 2-year-old. Well, two young drivers on Long Island have had their cars impounded after police say they were caught racing on the LIE as fast as 109 miles an hour with their headlights off. Evan Hacker and Randy Lopez are both 20 years old. They were pulled over in Shirley last night near exit 68. The pair, if convicted, could face jail time, fines, and have their licenses suspended. The two are due to be arraigned in Central Islip later this month. A 69-year-old woman killed crossing a street on Long Island yesterday afternoon. It happened on Pratt Boulevard in Glen Cove, where police say the victim was hit by a van. The driver was a 68-year-old woman, rather, who stayed on the scene, and we don't know, though, if any charges were filed. In a separate incident, also on the island, an 84-year-old woman was killed after a crash in Patchogue last night. Patricia Lovetro was heading east on the Sunrise Highway Service Road when she left the roadway and crashed into a wooded area. Police are asking for anyone with information about what caused that crash to please contact them. Well, the dogs are back at Madison Square Garden. The 149th edition of the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show getting underway today. The big event returning to the world's most famous arena for the first time since the start of the pandemic.
Prepare to watch the backstage dog grooming, main floor presentation, and the big prize in the world of canine competition. The Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show is back at New York's Madison Square Garden for the first time since early 2020. About 2,500 dogs from 201 different breeds and varieties are signed up to try for the Best in Show trophy, which will be awarded Tuesday night.
Correspondent Jennifer Kuiper. So who are the early favorites? Glad you asked. This year's favorites include Monty the Giant Schnauzer, who was a Westminster finalist the last 2 years and just won the American Kennel Club's big show in December. We also have Mercedes, the German Shepherd, who was the runner-up in 2024.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.